As a child, I spent countless hours with my Lionel trains and Aurora slot cars, carefully assembling the track and accessory buildings, playing out scenes from the police station, firehouse, and gas station of a city street, to the unloading of the milk car at the farm, to the bleachers and pits of the racetrack. Apply too much speed to the train, and the locomotive jumps the track heading into the curve. Excessive speed on the race car results in a spin-out, losing connection with the power of the thin conductive wire. Those small race cars had guardrail and speed curves to assist with destructive habits. The larger trains were not as forgiving when speed and force exceeded the track's hold, gravitational force crashing the locomotive to the floor. Never equated the train layout to God in my life, where God lays out my path for me to follow, a course I too often did not recognize, or possibly ignored, not realizing as I jumped the track, I also lost connection to power and protection, with my journey coming to an unplanned halt, requiring me to be placed back on the track, to be reconnected with the power source, and to accept the guidance provided. Our fast-paced lives, filled with responsibilities and activities, may blind us to the speed we are traveling as we flirt with derailment. Psalm 139 recognizes the need as the psalmist states, "Search me, O God, test my thoughts, lead me, guide me along the path of everlasting life." Can I make this verse my prayer as I begin a new year? Am I willing to be searched and guided by God? Can I stay on the track beyond 2 minutes more?